This week, as we prepare for Epiphany, also known as the Gentiles' Christmas, the readings which we heard in the divine service tell us about the identity of Jesus. We know that Jesus, as truly human, was a descendant of King David, which fulfilled several prophecies written half a millennia before his birth. Jesus is also the Son of God, as we are reminded in one of the most famous verses in the Bible, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Isaiah wrote of the Messiah, Jesus, the promised Savior, "And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord." Jesus was full of the Holy Spirit, being one with him as part of the Trinity. Therefore, Jesus had complete knowledge of God and understood all the mysteries of God. He was present at creation, and all things were made through him. As a result, with perfect understanding, with the creative power of God, Jesus, as true man, lived perfectly according to God's law. Only as true God could Jesus perfectly keep the law. Only as true man could his keeping of the law redeem us from sin and death. May our Lord grant us grace to know, accept, and trust Jesus as the incarnate Son of God, who earned for us the forgiveness of our sins. Amen.